Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Rick Maurer. And, Rick, I need your website, please. Tell folks what they'll find when they get there.
Sure thing. Yeah, www.rickmaurer, and Maurer is Maurer.com. And what they're going to find there are a lot of free resources on the kind of stuff we're talking about, a lot of stuff on why people resist, why they support. There's a concept I have called the energy bar, which is a little different than what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a free ebook called The Magic List that talks about how do you find out what people really are thinking, the kind of people who might resist you or support you. So it's just a lot of free stuff there. So,
folks, you'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later for telling you about it. Hey, Rick, you can find his books there as well. So we've been talking about a lot of different things about how to get an idea started, how to sustain it, how to keep energy behind it. So let's go back, and I'm going to let you, I'm just going to turn you loose. Walk us through step by step as much as you can, the installation and the implementation of an idea.
Okay. All right. So the people listening, if you actually think about a project, maybe one you're working on now or one that didn't go so well, and think about the installation is where, you know, you really are saying, okay, we've got the idea, we've got our plans, and now we're really trying to, you know, to get the organization ready for it. And maybe it's a new computer system or a new way of routing things, whatever it might be. But you're starting to try it out. And then you say, okay, now we're going to go live. This is going to become the new system. What's really critical is things can break down right at that point, because it can seem like a great success. And then today you say, well, it's, you know, it's May 7th, and bam, nothing happens. And so you need, as you're hitting that point, you need to ask yourself the question is, what, right at that point, what are we doing to create energy or to sustain energy? Not forget about all the things you need to do to make it a success, but in addition to all the details, having the plans in order and all that, what are we doing to get people enthusiastic or to hold their enthusiasm? And sometimes when I say to clients, you know, ask a question like that, often they come up with really great ideas. They just hadn't thought of it because they're so concerned about the timelines and the technical aspects and the financial. And a big question to always ask is, so we're going to have this meeting to, you know, finally roll it out. What's that going to do to energy? And sometimes you'll be surprised to realize, oh, it's actually going to take energy away because we were in some of the worst meetings in the universe. And so it can be a really simple thing. It doesn't mean adding new meetings on. It means tweaking what we're doing, like more time for back and forth conversation, or people still have a big question about X. Well, are we going to deal with that? And it's not magic. It's just paying attention to it.
Some of these things are organizationally fundamental, aren't they? I remember one of my favorite stories, one of my favorite success stories, was when I had my consulting company. I had a client that their organization was doing okay, but they just were stuck. And I'd go over there and visit with them sometimes, and I'd see them passing each other in the hall, swapping information as they were walking by each other. And I said, when do you meet? He said, we don't meet. We don't believe in meetings. And I said, I said, humor me. And I said, let's have a meeting on Monday morning. And I said, you and I are going to sit over in the corner, and we're going to let your people run the meeting. And we did that. And he looked over at me as they were actually accomplishing something at this meeting. He looked over at me and he said, wow, I had no idea.
Wow.
And I got up and walked away. I said, my work's done here. And you know what? That's been 20 years and they're still meeting.
Wow.
And all it took was somebody to come in and say, you need to do this, you know. And anyway, go ahead.
No. I think that's a great example. It's a really simple intervention. I mean, it's a simple thing to say, and the fact that your client said, sure, we'll try it, we'll do it, is a great thing. But what a difference that simple intervention can make, and that's what I would hope.
And in that company, it wouldn't have worked. Another fundamental part, in that company, it wouldn't have worked if he had led the meetings.
Got it, yes.
And they wouldn't have known that, see, had they not tried that. So, hey, Rick, yes, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
Okay, Rick Maurer, Maurer.com.
Hey, Rick, always a pleasure. You always make us smarter when you join us. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, a great thinker. He makes us think. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.